In the ancient Upanishads, some of the highest teachings are given, and the name of the sage who gave them is not given. So my teacher laid great stress on this point, not to believe things because they come from a particular source, but that they should stand, the truth must stand on its own. So although it's flattering to hear this and that about persons, in actual fact, it's a question of truth. And my teacher laid great stress on this point. Sometimes when he went out to lecture, he would take some junior disciple, like myself, and he would speak, sometimes even without giving warning, he would ask us to speak for 5 minutes on some aspect of yoga. And he wanted to show that although he himself was a far greater scholar than anything I could aspire to, and he was a fully realized, God-realized man, but just the same, the truth could be expressed through someone who was relatively ignorant and who had not realized. So this was one of the great points my teacher made. Note in the Upanishads how often the teaching is given not from a personal source, and the doctrine is that it's apaurusha, it's not from a man, and that even when a man speaks it, it comes from an inspiration which is beyond the merely human. Well, one such verse is that the Creator made man and pierced the senses, pierced the channels of the senses by which we see and we hear, we feel, we taste, we smell, and we have many other senses, such as the sense of balance, for instance. These relate to external things. And such a man is externally turned when he's using these senses and solely dependent on the reports of the senses and his reactions to these reports. And if we translate it correctly into the Latin, it will be outward, extra, turned, vert. Jung first coined this word, extrovert. And he formed it correctly from the Latin, extravert. It has been confused with the extrovert, but there is no extro prefix in the English language. Turned outwards. Now, an extrovert is a man who habitually, according to Jung, needs interaction with the environment. And although he looks very energetic, in fact, he's less energetic than the introvert. He needs constant stimulus and reinforcement. A bit like a man who's drunk. He looks very energetic. He's shouting and moving and so on. But he can't actually do a job. He can't actually think things through. He'll say, he'll make these statements. Oh, everyone should speak English. You say, why? Well, most of the people in the world speak English. Oh, well, no, they don't. A quarter of the population of the world speaks Chinese. Oh, well, there's more countries in the world speak English. Well, really, if you counted the South American countries, you'd find it was more sort of Spanish, wouldn't you? Oh, well, it was the important countries. Well, that's the way he argues. It seems very energetic. It seems very positive. But actually, there's nothing there at all. And an extrovert can easily fall into this. He's constantly reacting very actively and emotionally and powerfully to his environment. But when the environment changes, he changes. When the environment is dull, he's dull. When the environment's cheerful, he's cheerful. If things are going well, he's on top of the world. If things are going badly, he depends on the environment for his energy. If he's cut off from a lot of stimulus, he tends to become apathetic. He's got no inner resources at all. Interrogators know this. The introvert is a man who's turned within, on his own memories, his thoughts, and in the yogic psychology, if he trains his mind, he can have access to a great world of inspiration and experience. If he does not train his mind, then his experience will be past memories and past complexes which have formed, and it'll tend to be self-devouring. But it's very energetic. He can keep going for weeks, months, years without any external reinforcement. He's the chemist who obsessively tries 600 different remedies for a disastrous disease. 600. One after another. Well, the most obsessive man you'd think would try, well, 100 or 200 of them. Perhaps there isn't a remedy. But early persisted. Obsessively. No feedback, as they say. No results. No success. Nothing. And finally, he found it. But the introvert has more energy. But the energy is within. And if that energy is not focused, his net effect on life will be, he will, so to speak, cancel himself out. The internal frictions will cancel him.